Straight White Male by John Niven. Read by John Cormack.
Straight White Male by John Niven. For my brother, Gary Niven, 1968 to 2010. If I could only be tough like him, then I could win my own small battle of the sexes. XTC, Sergeant Rock is going to help me. Part 1. America. Chapter 1. He recrossed his legs, comfortable in the club chair, and gazed out through the floor-to-ceiling windows, pretending to consider the question. From where he sat, nicely chilled by the AC high in Century City, the shark tank of CAA just down the street, Kennedy Marr could look east and see downtown Los Angeles broiling in the July heat. Broiling. Ach, these Americans. He'd been here 8 years, and he still didn't really know what broiling was. Somewhere between frying and boiling? Wouldn't froiling be better? Whatever. It was just after 11 a.m. and it was already froiling. This demented city, this insult to nature, a garden carved out of a desert basin, like maintaining a 20,000-hectare greenhouse in the Arctic. He became aware that Dr. Brendel, one of this demented city's more demented creations, Kennedy thought, was looking at him expectantly, his pinched, serious face demanding an answer. Kennedy now realized he had completely forgotten what the question had been. Not a listener. Could you rephrase that, please? He said, smoothing down the leg of his linen suit, feeling the sluggish tug of the enormous screwdriver he'd guzzled at a bar off Santa Monica Boulevard on the way here to fortify himself for this hellish weekly appointment.
"Well, another way of putting it," Brendel said, clicking his pen on and off, "would be to ask why, as an intelligent man whose working life must involve a good degree of self-analysis, do you continue to indulge in behavior that you know is hurtful to those around you?"
Kennedy pretended to think about this while he framed his response. What he wanted to say was, "Ach, stick it in your fucking hole." He imagined saying it, his accent hardening, veering from the soft Southern Irish brogue he used for general American consumption, restaurants, women, chat shows, into the rougher-edged Limerick estate, one he was born with. Finally, Kennedy said, "I don't see how my work is that relevant, Les. You know, be not too hasty to trust the teachers of morality. They discourse like angels, but they live like men. And all that bollocks." Brendel smiled.
"I see." He made a note. "You see? You see what, you horrible fucking gobshite?"
Brendel sighed, removed his glasses and rubbed his eyeballs.
"I'm perfectly aware you don't want to be here, Kennedy. I'm also aware that you, preferred Dr. Schlesinger."
The bastard, Kennedy noticed, even allowed himself a little smile here.
"And I'm also very conscious of Freud's maxim that there are no people more impervious to psychoanalysis than the Irish. However, as you have no choice, wouldn't it be an idea to try and obtain something from the experience? To try and understand why you're here? It seems to me..."
Kennedy drifted off. He had another meeting to go to after this at his manager's office. 2 meetings in one day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?